The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Logan is the highest in the nation for a city its size. When rumors of a COVID-19 outbreak at the JBS meat packaging facility in Hiram started circling, the company responded by testing every employee. Of the 1,024 tests conducted between May 30th and June 2nd, 287 came back positive. One individual, who asked to remain anonymous, says other than the temperature checks and requirements for facial shields, not much changed at work. The work hours have stayed the same, and the individual says sometimes they work longer on the kill. Everyone's really close together, and the setup means dividers can't be put between people, according to this individual. Multiple people say even after the testing was conducted, employees were asked to return to work before receiving test results, and some were already feeling sick, but they were still asked to come in due to the high demand to supply the nation with meat. By the time this individual found out they'd tested positive for the virus, they'd worked all 4 days and visited with older family members. Now employees who have tested positive are quarantined at home, but many were living paycheck to paycheck and are concerned about providing for their families now that they're no longer receiving income. Una semana más, one individual tells me. One more week until the food they've received through donations runs out, along with the last of their money. This person's family had been struggling even before contracting the virus, despite working 13 to 15 hour days. Like many immigrants, this person says they make less than other non-Hispanic white employees, despite working more hours. They say, that's just how it is here. Even if we're not comfortable going back to work, they tell me, we have to, because bills are accumulating and we need money to pay. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.